Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The bigger news might have come today at Hallis Hall when Roquan Smith remains one of those stories that won't go away.
Yeah, David, a new character introduced into the miniseries on Monday with the NFL sending a memo to all the teams in the league advising them of a man named St. Omni, who is apparently advising Roquan Smith in these contract negotiations and has been reaching out to various teams around the league to gauge the trade market on behalf of Roquan Smith. As you know, this is a real no-no in the league, and the league wanted to make it very clear to teams around the league, many of whom had reached out to folks that we know. Brad Briggs had taken a couple calls and messages from folks saying this is a weird situation, and there's this character in the shadows reaching out, asking us about interest in Roquan Smith. Part of the memo that the league sent out today said that Mr. Omni is prohibited from negotiating player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player or assisting in or advising with respect to such negotiations. So this is a non-certified NFLPA, not certified by the NFLPA spokesman working on behalf of Roquan, and it only makes the drama a little bit thicker. Monday's practice out at Hallis Hall was a very short session, but it's the first one that we didn't see Roquan Smith beside the practice field for. I don't know if he was in attendance at Hallis Hall today and just not there because it was a short session, or if there's more to this story now. So again, as you mentioned, it's just more drama on top of a situation that didn't need more drama.
Dan, Roquan Smith warmed up before Saturday's game at Soldier Field. He did conditioning drills. He has been at Hallis Hall. It's a hold in more than it is a hold out, but I don't want to read too much into it. Everyone's got an opinion. Mine is, it seems as if this latest development implies Roquan Smith's situation might be unraveling a little bit, getting out of control. It seems a little bit erratic. It is unprofessional. I don't know if this is the way you want to go about getting your way if you're staging a protest. I don't know if he's winning. And I don't think there's a lot of Bears fans out there that are clamoring for Roquan Smith to get into camp. I think they have other things on their mind. Did he misread the way that his protest would be received?
It's a great question, David, and erratic is a good word that you use. And I had a message from someone in the league that said this is not a good look and not a great impression. And if you're trying to make a good impression on other teams around the league to convince them that they would be well served by giving you $100 million and giving away draft capital to acquire you, then you want to be a little bit smoother in how you show the rest of the league that you do business. Roquan's a little bit sloppy right now with the way things are going. And to your point, I really felt like that statement issued a week ago through Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network was a power play by Roquan Smith, partially designed to rally support, right? It's the reason that he used the names of Wilbur Marshall and Mike Singletary and Dick Butkus and Brian Urlacher trying to play to the emotions of Bears fans that say, yeah, you're our next all-time great and we want you here no matter what, pay the man. And he was expecting this flood of support. And I feel like the at best, the reaction of fans has been split. Some people saying, yeah, he deserves to be paid, and others saying, I don't know that he's on that level. And so if he's not here, so be it. The other part of this, David, that I mentioned throughout the weekend is that Roquan also is not in a locker room where there are 50 plus guys who are rallying to have his back. There's a lot of guys in that locker room who have never played a snap with Roquan Smith, right? Outside of practice. And so what, you don't have this group that is like, we've been together for 5 years. We're going to have you no matter what. And so there's a lot of guys on that defense and in that locker room that are like, if he's here, he's here. If he's not, he's not. And so that part of the battle, I don't think Roquan's winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I wonder this, Dan, if it's fair to ask, you know, this is a big week because the Bears have to go to Seattle on Thursday for a game. That means they leave on Wednesday. Ideally, the Bears would have him locked up before then. I don't know how realistic that is. I also don't think it's very good timing for him to make his argument when the NFL Network releases its top 100 players. I said this on the radio this morning on the Mully Haw Show. I don't know if it's fair or not, but it's a human reaction. He's 84th. He's 84th. That means there are 83 players deemed better than Roquan Smith by people who evaluate such things. That's a heck of a place to be for a guy arguing that he wants $20 million a year. I can say that Roquan Smith is one of the top five to eight outside linebackers, off-the-ball linebackers in the league, and yet I wonder if that's going to end up getting him the $20 million a year deal that he reportedly seeks. Do you think it's bad timing? Do you think the clock is ticking louder? How will he respond?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how he responds. I think you're right in saying the best five to eight, right? In that sort of realm. And he's not in the top three in a lot of people's eyes in this league. You talk about Shaq Leonard and Fred Warner and Micah Parsons as being the guys that most people around the league put on the top shelf of inside linebackers in this league. And then you go down a shelf and it's the Devin Whites and the Roquan Smiths and the Bobby Wagners and the Levante Davids, DeMario Davis, Eric Kendricks. That's the class that Roquan's in. That's not an insult. People telling you you're a real good player is not an insult. They're just not telling you you're a superstar. And Roquan obviously perceives himself as a superstar, wants to be rewarded as a superstar, and nothing in the outside world, nothing in his production through his first 4 years tells you that. Again, it's not an insult to say you're not a superstar. You're still a really good, possibly great player. And so now you've got to wrap your brain around that and figure out what that looks like going forward. In terms of deadlines, right, the Bears don't really have a deadline in this situation. The Bears are not expecting to contend for anything in 2022. So if Roquan misses the month of September, what does that mean to Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus? Very little, right? Sure, they would like to have him in their defense. Sure, they would like to build momentum and see what he's all about there. But this team, it's not going to make the difference between whether this team in January has its arrow way up or way down, right? This is a long term build for this team. And so those games in September, it don't mean a whole lot. And it's not going to push Ryan Poles into making rash decisions because he needs his you know, starting Will linebacker on the field in week one.
Last thing on this issue, and I know it's probably an impossible question to answer, but it does get raised when you have this kind of news come out about the letter to the rest of the league and the uncertified agent acting on his behalf. Does somebody like Saint Omni acting on Roquan's behalf and people kind of chuckling and wondering what this is and it seems unprofessional, does that undercut his credibility in these kind of talks, or does it damage or diminish his claim that he does deserve what he wants to get paid because of the nature or the method with which he's trying to achieve it?
So two things here. I joked in the Hallis Hall press room on Monday afternoon that if you looked up a Google image of St. Omni, it would be a picture of Roquan Smith with glasses and a mustache, right? Like, this is, hey, it's St. Omni. I'm just calling to see if you have any interest in Roquan Smith, right? Like, that's the type of calls you envision happening to the Seahawks and the Chargers and the other teams that might be interested in a good Will linebacker. I think at the very least, it adds to the frustration that Ryan Poles and his contract negotiation team have felt since the very start of this and feeling like, man, we could make business happen a lot smoother and a lot more gracefully if we had somebody that was experienced in NFL contract negotiations. It's one thing to have sort of a broad brush look at how a deal should come together. It's another thing to have actually negotiated NFL contracts. And when you don't have that, all of a sudden it adds complicating factors and tension that doesn't need to be there. And it just really, really muddles up the process. And I think there's a level of agitation inside the front office right now at Hallis Hall that isn't helping Roquan's cause, to be certain. And hopefully it doesn't impede this process to a point where we're still talking about this as our lead segment, you know, into September.
My last thought on this is that the longer this goes on, the more it favors the Bears. They have all the leverage here, and I do wonder at what point in time Roquan Smith needs to get some advice from some adult in the room and say, you need to compromise the deal, get the security, or else you're going to be forced to a situation you're going to choose either not to play or play for the remainder of your contract, get paid $9.5 million or whatever it is, and then risk being playing under the franchise tag next year. So these are the kind of questions I hope somebody is raising and bringing to his attention, because it's gone on far too long.
There's no question about that. And hopefully they find a resolution very, very soon in some way.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!